So what have you found out, what works and what doesn't work as well?
Yeah. So a few things work. So the first challenge is engaging people to understand that this is important, this is worth their time, and that this information will be used. We've found that generally people will be enthusiastic to provide this information if they know that their doctor or their nurse want the information, and that they'll use the information. If they find that nobody is paying any attention to this, they quickly lose interest. And in fact, that's annoying. You know, I personally would be annoyed by that as well. But in general, when we have spoken to patients, and we've spoken to many, many patients from all different kinds of backgrounds, we have found that people are very enthusiastic. Now, for the most part, these are people who have chronic conditions. They have heart failure or, you know, pulmonary diseases or cancer. So they're people who have ongoing problems, ongoing symptoms. This really doesn't apply as much to people who are, you know, well and see the doctor once a year. So it's people who are already very engaged with the healthcare system and understand that their symptoms are important. We have found that in clinical research, about 95% of the time people will provide this information. In clinical practice, more like 85%. But most notably, what we found is that in clinical trials, when we collect this information from patients, we greatly enhance the data that we have. We improve the precision of the data that we have. And the clinical investigators consistently feedback, those are the people doing the research, that this information has actually changed their decision-making about how the drug is given, how it's dosed, and how to recommend the use of the drug. And it's changed drug labels, the actual way that the FDA is labeling the drugs. In routine care, what we found is that, again, patients are enthusiastic about this. Clinicians use and are also very positive about the information. And as I alluded to earlier, when we integrate these patient-reported questionnaires into clinical practice, symptom management improves, patients' quality of life improves, communication with providers improves, patient satisfaction improves, emergency room visits significantly go down, and in the case of people with advanced cancers, they actually live longer because their symptoms are better controlled.